You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There are upwards of 775,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, but this crisis is inextricably linked to California. It is home to the largest unhoused population in the country. And despite progress in the last couple of years, Sacramento is still recovering from a record homeless population following the pandemic. This is something that has been covered in depth, and collectively as a community, we experience homelessness on a constant basis, which can lead to a feeling of helplessness, frustration, even feeling numb about it. A local documentary is seeking to challenge the stereotypes about those experiencing homelessness by giving them a platform to tell their stories in their own words. Preston Allen is the director behind Unhoused Neighbors. He, along with director of photography Gavin Vega, join us with an introduction to the film ahead of its screening at the California State Railroad Museum this Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Preston, I want to start with you. What inspired you to make this film?
Well, I've been living in Sacramento since I was 18, moved here from Auburn, and I, over the last couple decades, saw that homelessness was increasing. And I knew someone in Auburn that also relocated to Sacramento, and he ended up unhoused and then passed away while on the streets. And I feel like it really resonated with me to kind of like bring some awareness about the situation here locally and within our communities, and educate myself about, of course it affects the entire nation.
Yeah, I mean, what your reality highlights something almost like a disconnect that we experience as a society, where it's something that we see on a regular basis, but that personal connection you had really brought it home for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it is. It's something that does affect all of us to some degree. And I think there's just a general lack of understanding of the real, humanity behind the individuals who are experiencing it. So just to, a lot of documentaries, I feel like, kind of traffic in, problem solution kind of oriented filmmaking. This was to be more, while it's not strictly observational because we do have interviews in it, we don't have any, community leaders, politicians. It's purely just, as best as we can as filmmakers tell their stories, from their words.
Right. I mean, you profile 15 people in Sacramento experiencing homelessness, all different circumstances, which really highlights that it can be difficult to paint with a wide brushstroke, yet it's easy to as a society when talking about this issue. How long did you follow these 15 people for?
Well, the production was a year, March of 2023 until winter of 2024. And each season, we followed different participants. So in spring, we focused primarily on transitional age youth, TAE, which is a range of 18 to 24. We did then for each subsequent season, summer and fall, follow people that had been experiencing homelessness for longer periods of time and older individuals. And then winter, we followed up with everyone that was in the film.
That's a huge commitment, not only for the both of you as filmmakers, but also for the individual who are choosing to open up their lives to strangers, not only to strangers, but in front of a camera and be vulnerable. How did you approach people who were experiencing homelessness and ask them to open up their lives?
Well, this is an area that Autumn Empson, our outreach coordinator, was really, really helpful. And just kind of helping us to like kind of orientate ourselves on how best to go about that, because and there was often a certain degree of skepticism from folks, but we were really humbled by the capacity of the vulnerability and the real candid openness. And it was a really humbling experience, because we we became, you know, friends of a lot of the folks.
Yeah, you put a face to them and a heart to them. Gavin, you're part of this as well. You're the director of photography. What drew you and excited you about this project?
Yeah, most definitely. So I grew up without a lot of transportation. I used to take public access transportation, specifically light rail, a lot. And I met some really amazing people with amazing stories that were unhoused. I like to talk to everyone. And so I think realizing that this was an issue, and Preston actually approached me with an amazing treatment, an amazing idea for this film. And I figured, wow, what a perfect time and place to make a film about this, because there's so many amazing stories out there that need to be heard.
Given that when talking about homelessness in California, it's well known, it's well documented, especially since the pandemic, what were you hoping to accomplish that is different from what people have already seen?
Yeah, I think Preston touched on it a bit, and that's what drew me to this project so much, is that this documentary is very different in that we don't have any sort of people we're beholden to create a message. We're purely a fly on the wall in some of these individuals' tents, in their cars, in their homes. And I think that's really unique that we're able to get really in depth in these people's day-to-day lives.
Yeah. From your lens as a photographer, what was production like?
Yeah, production, we started off definitely needing the help of a lot of people to get us familiar with how to approach individuals. And it started off a little bit slow, I would say. We worked our way up getting comfortable with people and learning how to ask and approach for their permission in this space. And then as soon as we got comfortable, we really did become close with a lot of these individuals. And we started to realize how connected everyone is who's unhoused on the street today. So, I think it started off slow, but we've become comfortable and been able to go out and talk to amazing, amazing people.
You're really allowing these people to lead you and to lead the viewer along a journey that spans over a year of what you documented. How did that change how you wanted this documentary to look like? Because it's very organic. You're following their lives, and they're kind of at the helm of shaping what this film looks like.
Yeah, it's very humbling, and we don't have a script. We're not following a story. We're actually learning about these people's lives and what they go through. And it's very humbling, and it's almost very sad. We almost get connected to them, into where we feel some of their sadness and their struggle and their pain, and to just a small degree. And so having their stories be what's driving this project, I think we learned a lot, and I think it was a beautiful experience, and I hope everyone who watches it is able to have some sort of empathy when they see some of these moments that we've captured.
It's also really striking that the way it's shown is in black and white. Preston, what went into that decision?
Well, I found that the camps were graphically kind of, it's a way to kind of draw attention to the participants, the individuals in our film. I found the camps to be graphically just a bit busy.
And distracting from from the humanity of what's happening.
So it's a way to kind of blunt, kind of just quiet the background and really just draw attention to the individuals.
Yeah, I can understand that decision. Thank you for laying that out. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Preston Allen and Gavin Vega about their documentary, Unhoused Neighbors, profiling 15 people experiencing homelessness in Sacramento. Their film will be screening at the California State Railroad Museum in Old Sacramento on Friday. So at the beginning of this year, you hosted a fundraising event that kind of leads me to wanting to learn more about the support surrounding a project of this scale. What kind of support have you received in the last, I guess it's going on 2 years now since when you first started shooting?
That's right. Yeah. And then considering pre-production, this is, you know, really been a 3-year process. And we've had a tremendous amount of support, and the fundraiser was a huge success. A lot of the community showed up, and we had a really good time. We had a participant was able to show up, and I'm really grateful that at the screening we're going to have a lot of the participants in the film be there and be able to see this film.
Oh, that's wonderful. That was going to be my next question. So the screening is just in a couple days. People can purchase tickets. I think they're $10. It's in Old Sacramento along the waterfront. What are you looking forward to the most, Gavin? I mean, this has been a years-long project, and this is a big moment, a big milestone on Friday.
Yeah, we're super excited. We've been working all week to tie all of our loose ends together. And I think I'm most excited for everyone to see these stories and the hard work that we've put in. And I'm really super excited to see also the participants and them to be able to see what we've done. They've not seen really any clips or anything. So for them to be able to see them on screen, I know we've talked to a few of them and they're really excited and they're, you know, really giddy about it. So I'm really excited to see both the community and also some of the participants have a great time.
And it seems like there's engagement there where the audience might be able to ask questions and talk to the people who are part of the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. I want to be, you know, really, we were always super intentional about consent and what was included. There were certainly some instances where some information was shared in an interview and upon thinking about it, they didn't want that to be featured. So it's going to really depend on the comfort level of our participants to talk. But I know a couple of them will most definitely be open to participating in the Q&A, which we will have at the end of the film.
It also can understandably be difficult to leave feeling uplifted when taking in a documentary like this. But over the last couple years and really having developed these relationships with people who chose to open up their lives to you and to strangers, did you find kernels of hope or optimism?
Oh, absolutely. I think if on the macro level, it's hard to be hopeful when we have, you know, another term of Trump and we have Grants Pass, which just passed recently in the Supreme Court or last year, which is effectively criminalizing nationwide, you know, camping outside. And locally we have SB 43, which was a rewrite of the redefinition of gravely disabled to include substance abuse disorder, which, I mean, how that is actually enacted is kind of still yet to be seen. But on the individual level, there is so much reason for hope because people are capable of, you know, improving their lives and transformation. And I think community, what we saw, you know, I feel like I can be overly pessimistic on the political, just seeing the landscape currently. But when at the fundraiser, there's a lot of people that care.
Yeah. I mean, people wouldn't be donating or supporting financially if they didn't believe in a project like this or trying to curb a crisis like this as well. I don't want to give too much away, but when you're following the 15 people, you know, some still remain unhoused. Others, they end up in shelter. One person passed away. Gavin, when you reflect on that time, you're really giving an eye to this as a photographer. How do you reflect on all of that?
Oh, wow. Well, as the photographer, and Preston and I were out together and shot this film, I think a lot of times we were trying to be as comfortable with these people as possible. And there are a lot of very tough moments, including people that, you know, have passed away and people that we lost contact with and we don't know where they're at. And so I think looking back on all this, the strategy we took is, you know, we just let these people tell their stories. And if they had emotions, there's some crying on screen and there's some hard emotions and stories that these people have to talk about. So I think, yeah, just listening and providing an ear to them was how we approached some of those moments and going on.
Finally, what do you want audiences to take away on Friday?
Whoa.
Well, I think that because we don't have, you know, like a narration or we don't have, you know, a specific singular message. This is about individual stories. It's really based on and this is speaks to just art generally. If you make art, if you it's for the community, it's for the individual that receives that to kind of come to their own conclusion. And I have a belief in people being intelligent enough to, without a specific message being forced upon them, to kind of come to their own conclusion. But what I would hope, you know, folks walk out is seeing the kind of the common humanity that we all have, we all share, and feel more inclined to engage in their community and, you know, reassess maybe some implicit bias that they were unaware of and, you know, and just be more involved in their community generally. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Gavin? I'll leave the last word to you. We have about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's a great question. I think I'm really hoping that people take away an added sense of empathy and an added sense of humanity and love for some of these people that there's great quotes in the film. And one of them I really love is one of our characters mentions how homelessness sometimes isn't dependent on what you do, but sometimes it just happens to you, or you've fallen on hard times, you've been dealt a bad deck of cards. And I hope people understand that. And, you know, going forward, when they see certain situations going on, because we all see homelessness here in Sacramento, they have an added level of understanding.
Mm. Gavin and Preston, thank you for doing the work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
That is Preston Allen and Gavin Vega discussing their documentary, Unhoused Neighbors, profiling 15 people experiencing homelessness in Sacramento. Their film will be screening at the California State Railroad Museum in Old Sacramento, the waterfront, on Friday. We have a link to tickets on our website. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.